Ah, final hour of the week. It's a woohoo Friday, right?
Woohoo!
That's what we're saying.
Yeah, it all woo-hoo. Started. How did that start in the 6 o'clock hour?
Well, we were woohooing,
yes.
And then I realized that we are probably prematurely woohooing.
Yes,
because we get off earlier than most people do. Mm-hmm. I mean, most people are just getting to work. And they still have a full Friday in front of them before the weekend, right?
That's right. So the woohooing starts later in the day.
Right.
So, yeah, if y'all want to start now, that's fine. Or if you want to hold off to about 1 or 2 o'clock for your woohoo, that works as well.
Yeah, standard woohoos begin at about 1 or so.
Yeah, standard. But, and then it really hits its peak woo-hoo. At about 5 o'clock. So I thought maybe we'd call Leland later. And
yeah, give him a call.
And give him a woohoo.
I'll come up here.
All right.
I'll woohoo him in person.
Will you?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. You come?
This sounds like a plan.
You coming?
Nah, I got things to do.
I'll call him. 9:04, good morning. Final hour for us, and we'll hand off to News and Views after that. Richard Dixon coming up at noon, and the aforementioned Leland Whaley from 3 until 7 this afternoon. So I told you it'd be a packed show. Already we have had Jay St. Clair, Roger Roos, who is a Birmingham race car driver. He'll be out at the Circuit of the Americas, not this weekend, but next weekend, talking to him. Chloe Vicente.
Oh, you got it right the first time.
It should be Vicente. I mean, come on.
Vincente.
I think she's pronouncing her name.
You can't do that.
I think she is.
It's her name. She can pronounce it any way that she wants.
It's Mate Murphy.
Okay.
Anyway, she was with us from CBS 42 a couple of minutes ago. Brian Crichton coming up at 9:30 this morning. Right now, we are joined by the gang from Down Syndrome Alabama. It is an organization that it has been a sincere honor. And I know I pick and I laugh and I joke all the time. I mean, you know, and I'm a boob, right? You know, I've been on the radio for 20 years. But there's a few things that I get to do that make life a joy. And this is one of them, talking to the folks of Down Syndrome Alabama. It is almost, Valerie, I would say to you, the joy of being associated, however mildly, with Down Syndrome Alabama is almost worth having to be friends with Ed Kerr.
Ed, you don't have to take that.
Well, you know, he resembles that remark. Ed Kerr with Down Syndrome Alabama, Kelly Peebles with Down Syndrome Alabama, and Bobby Shilley
Down
Syndrome Alabama have joined us this morning. I failed in my duties as a host to tell you just to pull those. Did you just pull that
microphone? Pull the microphone right to
Kelly,
your.
Kelly knows.
She's a pro.
She's big time. I guess I'm going to go. Bobby's ready. Bobby, are you ready to go? Are you ready?
Okay, pull that microphone over there to you.
I am.
Hello, Bobby.
Hey.
Nice to see you again.
Thank you. Nice to see you, too.
Can you hear yourself there?
Yes.
Uh-huh. How do you sound?
Good.
All right, good deal.
He does sound good.
Bobby is traditionally our honorary starter. You've been doing that for a while, haven't you?
Oh, yes.
You love that first tee shot, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. I heard your golf game's pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
I heard that you might have had a pretty exciting golf outing the last time around. Did you play with your dad?
Yes.
And what happened?
Did
you beat him? Did you beat him?
Yes, I beat him.
You beat him?
You beat your dad? Is that the first time?
Yes.
All right.
Wow.
Well, you know, I mean.
I made three pars. And I play three more holes. And I three pars at the front nine.
On the front nine?
Two pars at the back nine.
Wow.
Oh, that's awesome.
Impressive, Bobby.
That's cool, Bobby.
I'll tell you what, one of the things he does, and it is impressive, when he hits that ceremonial tee shot, it's straight every time. I'm like, Bobby, your drive is just incredible. It's straight every single time. I mean, every year you've done it, every time we've watched you, it's just very impressive.
Thank you.
Bobby, you could play left-handed and beat Matt Murphy.
I am right-handed.
Yes, he is right-handed. That is correct.
Eddie's right-handed. He could play left-handed to beat me, but he wants to beat me by more. He wants to play right-handed. Kelly, you are relatively new to the gang. And I say relatively speaking, but I mean, it's been over a year now, hasn't it?
Yeah, I started January of 2020, so right before COVID.
Oh, that's and wasn't that a fun year?
That was really fun.
That's probably was a good starting point. This year will be easy, right?
Yeah, it was actually, in hindsight, it was great. I was able to, you know, kind of get my feet wet, learn this organization, and do a lot of foundational stuff that needed to be done. So it worked out well. But we're ready to
To get it going this year.
To get going, yes, absolutely.
The golf tournament, and Ed and I have talked about it for years, it is one of the kind of the two primary fundraisers for Down syndrome every year. There's the Buddy Walk.
Mm-hmm.
And when is the Buddy Walk this year?
It's actually going to be Sunday, October 24th. Okay. So we do that during National Down Syndrome Awareness Month, mm-hmm. which is October. Mm-hmm. So, and we'll have that at Veterans Park in Hoover.
And for those unaware or unfamiliar with the golf tournament, just kind of give us the overview. Ed, you can jump in here anytime you want. Ed's playing with the toys of the studio.
He's like, oh, what is this doing here? Don't touch that button, Ed.
Well, the thing that I wanted to – the reason I'm here this morning is to really introduce Kelly kind of to everybody out there, because she came to us, as you said, about a little over a year ago. And she's been a fantastic addition to the Down Syndrome organization. Her background is nonprofit-oriented companies and has already made some great strides toward this year's tournament. We think we're going to have one of the best we've ever had, both in the amount of money raised as well as sponsors that are joining the team. So I can't thank her enough for her contribution to this great event, which has become a blessing to all of us, and to thank you guys for your continued support, even though you blanked out on us last year, but that's understandable, Matt. And but anyway, that's my contribution this morning, just to thank Kelly and introduce to everybody what a great job she's doing.
Well,
and we'll continue to do.
I found out that Georgia wouldn't be serving beverages last year. I was very upset by that.
But Holly missed you. What can I say?
Yeah. So Kelly, I don't know if it's been your experience. You've had so much wonderful experience in nonprofit. And I know that you don't like singing your praises, so I will, because you're great at what you do and bringing awareness to wonderful organizations like Down Syndrome. I've played in a lot of golf tournaments in 20 years, badly, by mm-hmm. the way, but I've done a lot of different types of charitable golf effort. This tournament's different. It has a different feel to it. It has a different spirit about it. I think it's the spirit, and I really do call it the spirit of Bobby Shilley,
mm-hmm.
in the golf tournament and all around it. Is that your experience with the organization as a whole? That, I mean, I know that they're all beautiful babies,
yes.
But Down Syndrome special, this organization.
It is. And first, thank y'all for the kind words, but it is a team effort at DSA. So just want to throw that out. It's not me. It's a team. But you're absolutely right. This is different. It's great having Bobby out there doing the first tee. Hopefully we'll have more friends with Down Syndrome out there this year. Last year, of course, with COVID, we were still kind of right in the midst of it. So not many came out. But it's great to serve this group. It's great to make sure, like, we just want to do what we can to advocate and to push inclusion and awareness and acceptance, and to be able to do that every day and to be around friends like Bobby is great for me. It's really fun, but it's rewarding. I mean, that's cliche, but it is. It's a very rewarding thing to do.
Yeah,
so.
We feel that, you know, since we've been involved with it, it is a very, very, very special tournament to us, and we enjoy it, and we love being able to interact with Bobby and some of the other people that are out there for this tournament. Give us some of the details. People want to put together a foursome and come join Matt and I and the rest of the gang out at Inverness Country Club, the dates and how they can get involved.
Absolutely. And I definitely want to thank Benton Nissan. They're our presenting sponsor this year. They're also going to have a car on a hole-in-one. I think it was on hole 13.
There we go.
Kind of brush up on those
hole-in-one skills.
Hole-in-one skills. I know. I was like, you don't really have skills for that.
It's a long downhill.
You can practice it.
You can practice.
Sure.
Bobby will hit it probably about a 6-iron. Ed, I'm going to need a 3-wood out of you. Okay, go ahead.
So Benton Nissan, want to thank them as our presenting sponsor. But it is going to be the Monday after Father's Day, which is Monday, June 21st. It's at Inverness Country Club. We'll start around 12:30 with lunch and warm-ups, and then move in with an early afternoon tea time. And we will follow up with a dinner and awards. Dinner is going to be provided by Taco Mama. So we're really excited about that. That's always delicious.
It is good.
For several years, Ed Kerr asked that I do the awards ceremony mm-hmm. and MC the raffle. And I think Ed thought that that would keep me out of the adult libations. And he soon realized that didn't work.
It works the opposite, Ed.
So you'll
because
have,
you're doing all of that right by the bar area.
And Valerie, you did such a great job filling in for Matt. We may have you back again this year.
I get it. You know, I absolutely get it. it's a wonderful time. You're encouraged to come out. And even if you don't play golf, if you just want to come out and enjoy the experience and, and give a little back to DSA. And I want you guys to speak when we come back from the break to Down Syndrome Alabama generally and the specific focus about what you do. Because, you know, it's funny. The years that I've known Bobby, he's kind of grown into the role that DSA plays because so many parents and family members and loved ones take care of the youngsters. But when they get to adulthood, there just are things that that adults need to deal with that young people don't, both with Down syndrome and without. And that's where DSA comes in. We'll talk about that in a moment. 14 after the hour, I do want to remind you about my friends at MedCenter Mazda. MedCenter Mazda bringing you this portion of the show. MedCenter Mazda is located down on I-65 in Pelham, Alabama. Go see the gang at MedCenter Mazda. Great line of vehicles, friendly folks. They've got concierge service. If you're still concerned about the pandemic, you don't have to worry about that. They can handle it for you. But I encourage you to go kick a few tires and meet the good people of MedCenter Mazda. MedCenterMazda.com or on the road, I-65 in Pelham. You know, I wish I had more time to talk about this song. I don't. John Lee Hooker, Bluebird, great song. 9:20, iTunes Roulette. It's also, what do we call it? Woohoo Friday? Woohoo Friday?
Woohoo.
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 If you really want to know what that's all about, just listen to the 6 o'clock freak hour.
I got a little off the rails this morning.
It went off the rails with the premature woohoo and the multiple woohoo. I don't. A little uncomfortable,
just a little silliness there.
Ed Kerr is with us. Kelly Peebles is with us as well. Kelly Peebles is that's odd to say it that way, but that's correct, right? Yeah. And Bobby Shilley, of course, is with us as well. Bobby hits the ceremonial tee shot at the golf tournament we've been talking about. And Kelly, the Down Syndrome Alabama, talk to us about what the organization is and what it's about.
Okay, so it's a broad thing that we do, right? So Down Syndrome Alabama is actually our mission statement. It says that we are dedicated to supporting individuals with Down syndrome, their families, and their communities throughout Alabama. So from birth until end of life, I mean, they are going to have Down syndrome. So we want to make sure that parents are prepared, caregivers are prepared. We provide workshops on hot topics such as behavior, nutrition, inclusion, transition, things like that, just to make sure that our parents and caregivers are as prepared as they can be. We have a great group that we call our CHAMPS, which are self-advocates. Bobby is a self-advocate, and he's part of the CHAMPS program, which are our young adults. And they actually, before COVID, they get together once a month and have a party kind of thing. Right, Bobby? Do y'all, you miss your parties with your other friends?
Yes.
The CHAMPS? Yes. But that's a big hit. But we also want to make sure we work in with, of course, this age group, make independent life skills, things of that nature. When, like you said, mentioned earlier, when they get into adulthood.
When they get into adulthood, mm-hmm. Right.
Sure. So we just do what we can to prepare for those type of life changes.
You know, Ed's, I bring it up every year when we talk about this, whether it's at Step Up, and I think I said it wrong earlier, Step Up in the fall or Tee Up, which is what we call the golf tournament. The life expectancy of a child born with Down syndrome, Ed, you told me it was like 19 in the 1960s or something along those lines.
Correct, yes.
And now, are we in the late 50s, early 60s?
We're 62 now or something.
Wow.
Mm-hmm, in the 60s.
And if you think about the demands of the family and the community and the support structure that needs to be there for one era versus the other, I mean, it's a sea change.
Oh, it is. It is. And that was back also in the time when parents would either choose to end pregnancy when they would get a diagnosis or, you know, back in the days of institutionalizing, which we have gotten so far from that in these last few decades, but we still have far to go. Mm-hmm. So, and actually medical, I mean, of course, the medical changes and enhancements. A lot of our babies who are born with Down syndrome have holes in their hearts or have, you know, trach issues or lots of different medical challenges. So those enhancements and advancements in medical is helping as well.
I had a an opportunity to call. I guess I was on the call, the PA of a Miracle League game in Helena last weekend. And one of the most special aspects of it was each of them had a buddy. Each player with special needs had a buddy with them, and many of these buddies were high school students. And I thought how awesome it is to get them out of their peer group, to get them away from their circle of friends, and to get them into an experience that is going to expand their mind and expand their horizon and make them more compassionate toward individuals that are different than themselves.
Love that.
That is a great idea, and that's why we push inclusion. And I think it is it should be a requirement to go work or go volunteer and be around individuals with special needs, because it's an amazing experience.
Well, if you play golf, it should be a requirement that you play with
play
Bobby.
Against Bobby. He's going to whoop up on you.
Ed, about 45 seconds. What do you think?
Well, I just want to again thank you and challenge your listeners. The objective of this is to raise money for all the things that Kelly mentioned that we have to do and have to pay for.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there's like I want to say 1,000 families in the Birmingham area that are directly affected by someone with Down syndrome. Think of that with cousins and uncles and
real
aunts.
Quick, website?
Yeah, DownSyndromeAlabama.org.
Easy as that. DownSyndromeAlabama.org will get you to tee up. Go sign up. Be a part of this event. Inverness, June 21st. Mm-hmm. Back in a moment. Now this is iTunes Roulette. That, my friends, is Bobby Bear.
Hello, low. And a three-legged dog.
Jay would have guessed this one.
Yes.
That's a giveaway.
Strangy hair. I could sing this. I've heard it some. I should go.
Woohoo!
We can't get into all of it because we got to go to our guest. But you know the story, right? So Handsome Jack comes and he wants $1 million. And Marie Laveau, he said he'll marry Marie Laveau if she gets him $1 million. And she says, okay, and she gets him $1 million. And well, I mean, I guess we could listen to it now.
Yeah. Rich. Brian's like, what have I done? What have I gotten myself into?
Rich.
Anyway, eventually... Handsome Jack makes the mistake of saying, you're too damn ugly for a rich man like me. And, well,
goodbye.
She turns him into a frog or whatever. All right, that's the story of Marie Laveau. If you've never heard the song The Winner by Bobby Bear, do yourself a favor and sit down and listen to The Winner by Bobby Bear.
I forgot about Bobby Bear.
What a great storyteller singer.
Mm-hmm.
One of those old school guys.
Yes.
All right, 9:35. Let's go to the hotline where Brian Crichton stands by. He is the president of Talladega Super Speedway, and they've got an event going on tomorrow that they're talking to everybody about. I've been thinking a lot about Talladega.
Yeah, and we saw Brian this morning on national TV. He made it on the big screen.
Brian, it is our honor that you worked up to the Matt and Val show on Talk 99.5 by stopping by CNN. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, you got to start somewhere. You got to build up to Matt and Valerie, that's for sure.
Well, obviously, it's getting national attention. What with the CDC saying, hey, if you've been vaccinated, no masks, you're all good outside, inside. You know, there are a few parameters that you have to abide by, according to the CDC, if you go by those rules. But that's probably gonna up the interest in what you're doing tomorrow, I would expect.
Yeah, we hope so. You know, obviously there's been some great news coming out of CDC and others. You know, as we continue to open up as we're doing different things. You know, we had three of our NASCAR tracks announced that they're going to 100% capacity later in the year with Daytona, Darlington, as well as Kansas. And so it's, you know, we're looking at the states, we're looking at the local markets, we're working with the health officials on, you know, what we can do. And so we've got October in our sights as well. So when this opportunity came up to help to, potentially, you know, put vaccines in arms, so to speak. You know, we wanted to be a part of that because, you know, the more vaccines that, you know, individuals will take, you know, the more we feel that we can open up in October. So, you know, to have a landmark like Talladega Super Speedway where, you know, there's a lot of folks know where it is, and to provide the great logistics and easy logistics for people to get the to get the vaccine, we feel is a you know, is a great opportunity. And then to be able to offer a couple laps around the track for those that do come out and get their vaccine and or testing, you know, is hopefully is going to be that little incentive to push them over the edge to go ahead and get it done.
Yeah, great idea that you guys have out there, Brian, and we appreciate that you're doing this. If people want to take their personal cars out on the track and get this vaccine, some details about how they make that happen, a website or how they get in touch with you to be a part of this over the weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're working very closely with the Alabama Department of Public Health, as well as the Centers for Disease Control, CDC, out of Atlanta for the vaccines and the testing. Alabama National Guard is going to be here as well, administering the vaccines and helping us out with the logistics here. So people can go to the Alabama Department of Public Health website to find out more information about it and actually pre-register there. Or it's a drive-up event tomorrow, too. So folks just need to show up at our main entrance located right off of Speedway Boulevard. Registration tents will be set up on the main drive there. So we'll go ahead and get folks registered here. Then they'll be able to go into the infield and through our Turn 4 tunnel. And then we'll take them up to the NASCAR garage area and the pit road where they'll be able to be vaccinated, tested, and then take laps around the track.
You know, you mentioned the Turn 4 tunnel. How cool is it having that backstretch tunnel now? That's got to just be a game changer for you guys.
It is. You know, before, you know, for a NASCAR event weekend, we had to hold all RVs on the outside whenever the track was hot. But, you know, to have that oversized tunnel now over in Turn 3 allows the NASCAR, you know, haulers and the RVs and, you know, all oversized vehicles come and go, you know, as they want. So it's a game changer for our guest services, you know, and the experience for our fans as well during NASCAR event weekends.
All right. So focus in on tomorrow. You guys, if you want to get the vaccine, if you've been considering it, if you've been hesitant, two laps on Talladega, when are you going to get this opportunity again? And all you have to do is get vaccinated to do it. And you guys are great to promote this through Talladega Super Speedway, Brian. And we're happy to promote it as well. For those interested, once again, gates open or the event starts at what time?
9 o'clock. So 9 o'clock in the morning until 5 in the afternoon Central Time. And so we're, you know, welcoming, you know, everybody during that time to take those laps and get the vaccine.
Brian, I was talking with a car owner, an Xfinity car owner yesterday, Mr. Jimmy Means, about the I happened to be talking about Talladega in the fall. October 3rd, I believe, is the race weekend. That's the big boys. But that entire weekend should be a lot of fun. Are you anticipating an announcement soon? I wouldn't ask you to break it on Matt and Val necessarily, because I know I don't believe you've said what you expect capacity to be, but talk to me about the process of working that out. I know you feel like you've got a little bit of time to work it out.
We do have a little bit of time, but we also want to you know, to announce something as quickly as possible so the fans know. So fans know what we're looking at for you know, for October. You know, with what Governor Ivey has announced with at the end of this month for all health orders and even recommendations to you know, to go away, as well as a state of emergency on July 6th, I think it's going to help our cause to be able to continue to build on the foundation that we have over the last three races. It's hard to believe that we've done three races now under the COVID restrictions. So we're not just looking at the grandstands and how many, you know, if we'll be, what capacity will be in our grandstands too, but we obviously know that camping is such a, you know, an overall part of the Talladega experience and our brand new Talladega garage experience. You know, that $50 million project is so important to us and so important to the fans because it brings them closer and closer to the sport.
Well, Brian, you know, not to interrupt you there, but you know, I mean, Big Bill's garage, I mean, it's such a jewel. It was the revamping of the infield was an absolute game changer for the fan experience. And I know that it has to be, and we've not talked about this, but, you know, first and foremost, you want the health and safety of Alabama and the United States and the world, really, to take precedent. But at the same time, you're like, man, we we've got this great thing and we can't use it to its full potential to get up close and personal with the drivers, to get a different type of experience that they've never had anywhere else. So I know you're chomping at the bit to get that thing open again.
We are, yeah. And I mean, the atmosphere in October of 2019 when we first opened up, and you know, we cut the ribbons to open that place up, and just to see the excitement in the fans' faces and how they were able to interact with the teams and the drivers and pit crews. And I mean, it was unbelievable. It was amazing. I know you were out here and you saw it all and you experienced it. And then to see it empty all of last year, it was sad. It was very, very sad because it's just such a great spot. And we took a step this past October. You know, it was a different experience. It was a seated experience in there, but, you know, it's all about building foundations and continuing to provide a safe environment and safe you know, atmosphere for the fans, the competitors, and you know, everybody that's coming out. So you know, we continue to build on those foundations, and we hope to have, you know, some really, really positive announcements soon about what October is going to look like at Talladega Super Speedway.
Well, obviously when Brian and the team announces that, you'll hear it here first on Talk 99.5.
Yeah, and Brian, one more thing. I noticed as well this event that's taking place out there tomorrow where people can come get vaccinated, that the vaccines will actually be administered by members of the Alabama National Guard along with a public health nurse, which I think is great that they're going to be a part of this as well tomorrow.
It is. There's been so many different entities that have come together, and you know, we've got a setup day today, and just to see everybody working together, you know, from the Alabama Department of Public Health, from the, you know, Alabama National Guard, the CDC, and others that are coming together. It's you know, it's very exciting. It's going to be a great day tomorrow. You know, we've got the logistics down for getting people to the racetrack, getting them around the racetrack, and we know the Alabama Department of Public Health as well as the Alabama National Guard will take care of those vaccines. And you know, it's going to be a great day tomorrow. The weather looks spot on. Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Yep.
For tomorrow, so it's going to be a great day out here at Talladega.
Yeah, race to end COVID campaign happening at Talladega tomorrow.
Yeah, you got a four-wheeler, meaning a car or truck, not an actual four-wheeler, but a car or truck. I call it a four-wheeler because you know, I ride on the two wheels, and you know, I'm working on them, Valerie. Brian says no two wheels on the track, but
not yet, anyway.
Not yet. We're working on it. Maybe one of these days. But
it's not only Brian now; it's our legal as well.
And legalese.
I said, Matt Murphy. Well, I said it's Matt Murphy, and they said even further reason of why.
That's right. Well, we're not letting Murphy on the track in anything, much less a motorcycle. Brian, great stuff. You know, we're huge fans, and we'll talk again soon about. Getting beyond COVID and getting back to racing at the track in October, okay?
Yeah, we cannot wait until Talladega Super Speedway is back to Talladega Super Speedway and what it offers our guests and our fans that come from all over, you know, to experience Alabama and experience NASCAR racing at the biggest, the baddest, and the fastest track out there.
I love it. I love it. And by the way, I've got an idea. I'm telling you, Brian, I know you think more globally. You've got a lot of cars to think about, a lot of haulers, a lot of fans, a lot of activities, a lot of things. I'm excited. Tell them, Valerie, I'm excited about this idea I've got.
He is bouncing off the walls with excitement about an idea.
It's an itty bitty little bitty part.
Voice right now.
It's a big deal.
It's a little bitty part of your overall experience, but I think it would be really cool. So I'll tell you about it down the road. Okay.
Okay, so you're not going to lay it out here on the
I can't, not yet. I got to work. I got to work some things out. I got to work some things out.
A little bit.
That's right. You know how it goes.
He's got to sign some of those consent waivers and forms. You know.
That's right.
Oh, non-disclosure forms. I get it.
I got to talk to my legal team. See, that's what I've got.
That's right.
Brian, great stuff. Tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. Y'all go get vaccinated at Talladega. Take a couple of laps around the track. Thanks, Brian.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
All right. There's Brian Crichton, President, Talladega Super Speedway. I'm trying to say it right.
That's going to be a big day tomorrow. It really will be. If you've ever wanted to drive your car on the track, get a couple of laps, you get the Alabama National Guard helping with the vaccinations. You can get your vaccine, go take a ride. It's going to be a beautiful day tomorrow. It's going to be perfect for this event. 9 to 5.
Just a word of warning.
And that would be?
You ride behind a pace car, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Like a pace car.
Yes.
And they go pretty fast. But you know, you speed demons, they're not going to go, like, max out, right? I'm just letting you know, you'll get up there. You'll get into triple digits. Don't get me wrong. You kind of have to.
I think that would make most people happy, be able to get into triple digits and ride that track.
Oh, man.
Sure,
oh,
why
man.
Not?
And the track itself, you do not have an understanding of how big that track is. I mean, how wide and how the banking is until you get on it. I've had the the privilege of being on it in a NASCAR
vehicle. Yeah.
And, you know, you get up to about 170 miles an hour and you're going down the backstretch and you get this experience at 120, 170, whatever. You're going down the backstretch, and when you think about the turn three and turn four and how banked it is, when you go down to that backstretch, it looks like it visually looks like you're about to hit a wall of concrete. I mean, it looks like you're about to run into a wall of concrete. And then it goes zoop, and you're on the wall of concrete.
How wild.
That's just
that?
How it is. Yeah. It's like zoop. And then if you look forward, if you're sitting in your car on that banking and you look just right off the hood, like right out of the hood, all you see is concrete because it's turning. And so you've got to look like
around the bend.
Yeah, like 100 yards ahead of you to see anything. And then imagine that 40 of your favorite friends are doing 170 right there with you.
What a rush that must be
about
as a driver.
About a foot from you.
You know?
My God.
Complete rush.
Incredible. 47 after the hour. We'll wrap things up and hand off to News and Views next.